What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Fox deal that is now complete. We're also going to be talking about some new Disney Lego that also got revealed this coming week, and a few other bits and pieces as well. But before you go any further, make sure you hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest videos and also on the audio platforms. Now, before we get into anything else, we do have a little bit of announcement to make regarding the podcast. I'll kind of leave this one up to you, James, before I kind of tweak in at the end.
Yeah, so at work, I got a promotion slash slight job change, which is going to give me earlier morning meetings on Monday. And since we record this Sunday night, Monday morning, my time, it's not really going to be feasible for me to continue doing that. And Roger and I have spoken offline about it. And while I'm going to continue to do the Disney Plus podcast, the Diz Kingdom podcast is going to get taken over by somebody else.
Yes. So the plan for this is next week is going to be our last kind of episode joint together. So that'll be, we're going to just go through and have a bit of a mess about next week. So that'll be kind of like our last episode for that one. But as James said, we are going to be carrying on with our What's on Disney Plus podcast. So make sure you subscribe to that one there to kind of keep listening to us too. What's going to be happening to this podcast is for the forbiddable future after this, it will be a solo show. I'll be going through some bits and pieces, and then I'm going to be looking for a co-host as well. I'm not rushing into it. I'm going to make sure there might be some guests. There'll be some people joining in here and there until I find sort of someone to share with and stuff. But yeah, so it's kind of one of those things of I'm going to take my time, but there will be a show each week. It might have a different person on while I try and work out what I'm doing. But nevertheless, like I said, we'll be still talking, doing our Disney Plus podcast. So definitely check out that one there. So let's get into the big news. So finally, after what, 18 months, 21st century?
More.
Yeah, a bit more than that. 21st Century Fox is now owned by Disney. So I'm going to give a brief kind of rundown on what that includes. So on this episode, we'll be just kind of mainly looking at kind of more of the consumer side of things. But what this means is they brought 21st Century Fox, which means they get a number of film studios, 20th Century Fox, Fox 2000 Films, which they're going to kind of be running that one down, Fox Searchlight, Blue Sky Studios, which did like Ice Age and things like that. They also got a couple of film studios, so TV studios. They've got FX Channel. They've got National Geographic. They've also got access to a number of large IPs such as Aliens, Predator. They're going to have access to Avatar, which is great because they're going to be at that big area at the theme park. The Simpsons and a load of other bits and pieces. They didn't buy some of the sports networks, and some of the sports networks they did buy, they've got to sell anyway because there's too much competition with ESPN. They got a 30% stake now in Hulu that they didn't have before, so now they've got 60% of Hulu. They've also got a number of other projects, things like Boom Studios is partially owned by them. They've got Fox Next, which was a video game company that we've been talking about quite a while. And I think they've got their fingers in many other pies, but that was kind of the main core of that one there. They didn't get like the Fox Network, your main channel over there. They weren't allowed to take that one over. But ironically, they put out this advert of like all these TV shows that they've got coming up on their network, and you go, yeah, well, 3/4 of them are Disney owned now, but they've obviously got the rights to kind of keep showing them for a bit. And Fox News, I've seen so much of this over the weekend of people thinking Fox News has been brought out and they've all changed and stuff, like nope, that's got nothing to do with Disney. Fox News has got nothing to do with that. But just thought I'd just give a brief overview of what they have purchased. I don't think I've forgotten anything, did I?
I mean, it's such a huge list, it's entirely possible that you have, but you got at least all the most important bits.
Yeah.
And that's what we're concerned with at the moment.
Yeah. So as regards to what's happened since then, from what the consuming side of things we need to know about, first off, Disney did go in and kind of lay off a load of staff at Fox literally the day after. And on Thursday and Friday, and then we're expecting a lot more job cuts in the week ahead. They are expecting to make about 4,000 job cuts because of a lot of it is duplication. And the first thing they did, they really hit the movie side, but they also, The consumer products person, I can't remember his name, he has been given his pink slip. Now, when I say they've been let go, they have been given severance. They have been given notice. They have been expecting it for a while. It's not like they've just been kicked out. They have been paid off with, I think sometimes for every year they've been there, they get something. So it's not like they've just sent out and they've got to collect their cardboard box and walk out the door. So the consumer products guys, that team looks to be gone. They're, Disney are going to be in taking all of that in-house, which we kind of expected. So essentially that means now that Disney are going to be trying to take control of 21st Century Fox's franchises and brands, who they're doing deals with. There's going to be obviously a lot of contracts already going on. You know, we see like with NECA, we see with Funko, Lego, etc. You know, they've got all these deals. Whether or not they let some of them expire, where they renegotiate, I suspect for some of them, like, you know, if you're with Funko, not going to be a massive issue because they're already dealing with them. But that's a side note. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. I never really felt like Fox really fully grasped. They never really took on their consumer products as much as Disney. But I think we're going to see a much bigger push forward with merchandise from that side of things.
Yeah, especially on that area, Disney's going to just want to unify, make sure everything comes under one banner. Because the more moving parts that you have, the more complicated it gets, the more likely something is not going to be up to standard or, you know, slip through the cracks. And they just picked up a ton of moving parts. And the list that you mentioned, Funko, Lego, etc., is barely scratching the surface of the contracts that now have to be looked over, renewed. Are they voided by this? Are they going to, did Disney acquire them as part of this? How does it mix with Disney's current contracts with companies like Funko that already, that they already work with, et cetera? And yeah, Disney is going to want to simplify as much as possible, which means merging contracts, rejecting contracts, and rewriting contracts for companies that they weren't already working with.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big thing. One of the key things, I kind of decided to do this about 18 months ago. When this first got announced, I started reporting on a lot of the merchandise that was being announced and kind of with the concept that it is coming in. And I'll be honest, for me personally, I think it has helped the idea of, like, you know, I have been sharing a lot of information with everyone on the website of this content coming up. So there's not going to be really any big difference in terms of how I'm reporting it, because I've kind of been doing that anyway. But I think that's the key thing, really, was getting familiar with the franchises, because there's a lot. Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We're going to get a lot more of things like this. I think as well with the consumer products, they're going to be moving that all together. I'm guessing at this point they're going to be keeping the 21st or the 20th Century Fox. I think 21st Century Fox is going to disappear. They'll just keep the 20th Century Fox. I think that's going to become its own little mini brand, and anything family friendly might be pulled out and put into the Disney thing. So I expect things like shop.fox.com to probably either carry on, but in a different way. Some of the big websites all got changed over. I know, I haven't quite checked it yet. But, you know, they have been moving around the things. There's going to be a lot of changes over the coming weeks and months ahead as they sort all of this out. You know, I wouldn't at all be surprised if we start seeing some Ice Age and Simpsons merchandise popping up on Shop Disney, you know, at least within a few months or by the end of the year.
Well, they're certainly going to want to get the biggest franchises, like, say, The Simpsons, into it. Again, though, some of that's going to be a question because of Universal's rights to some of the franchises. That's park related specifically, but they might not want to muddy the waters too much. And also, I expect on the Fox side, you mentioned like 21st Century Fox going to 20th Century Fox and shop.fox.com and stuff. I suspect that a lot of them will be left, not 21st Century Fox. I agree it's going to go back to 20th Century, but like websites, shops, etc., they'll just let them stay the way they are and just not update them. And then a couple of years down the road, they'll just shut them down completely. But it's not going to be this thing where all of a sudden every single Fox brand logo everywhere that's not associated with one of the brands that they're keeping, like Fox News, just instantly becomes Disney. It's, I think it's a let it rust. Yeah, let it stay up there.
I just had a quick that they're already doing 40% off. So I think that's
yeah, yeah. I mean, they're gonna want to clear the inventory out as soon as possible, but they're not gonna add new inventory. No. And if they do add new inventory, it'll probably go either to Shop Disney or to like a segregated portion of Shop Disney. It,
yeah,
you know, it might not show up on the Shop Disney main page, but there might be a little sub like shop.disney or shopdisney.com/fox or something like that.
With Marvel, Marvel's got its own shop through marvel.com.
True.
Basically built on Shop Disney. So anything in the Marvel category comes up on there. So it's kind of in the same thing. We probably will start seeing that floating through. It just might take a few months for them to sort it all out. But there's money to be made. The whole point of this merger is to incorporate it into Disney. It's not about keeping, you know, things separate and all the rest of it. They might, you know, whether or not we see things like Alien and Predator merchandise on Shop Disney, I don't think they might do. They might just leave that to go out through alternative retail. But a lot of the content that they're making, I think around like the animation stuff, I think that will make more sense. When you have merchandise for their movies and stuff, I think you're going to see that coming on there. And you probably see a lot more than we're used to seeing. Especially things like X-Men, because they didn't really merchandise them very much at all because of the rights issues. So we'll see that. I'm also expecting that we've got Shop National Geographic. I'm expecting that to stay separate, but I would not at all be surprised if we're going to start seeing National Geographic merchandise popping up on Shop Disney. And eventually the same thing happens where National Geographic's web store becomes a offshoot of Shop Disney. But National Geographic will be a brand that we're going to see on Shop Disney in the future. It's just going to take a bit of time to come in on that one there. I'm also expecting, like with the books, I fully expect all the book sections of Fox from like National Geographic, etc., move into the Disney publishing side of things as well.
Yeah, I would expect sooner rather than later. Some books have already will maintain the Fox branding or whatever the sub branding is, simply because it takes time to print books. And up until the deal was done, they had to assume the deal was not done and they couldn't preemptively change copyright information and so on. So, but we'll see that within a couple of months. And National Geographic's, they're going to want that identified as a Disney product as soon as possible. We've talked about it many times in the past, more than Fox. I think National Geographic has that name recognition, that value recognition, and the sooner that Disney can start associating Disney with National Geographic and National Geographic with Disney, the happier they're going to be. So that one's going to happen fast.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing. They did announce major changes to the they laid off people at Fox with regards to PR and marketing. Because essentially all of the Fox movies, merchandising and TV and stuff are all moving over to Disney's side. And so I suspect like home video, that'll all be dealt with by the Disney's one that when they send out all the information, you know, they aren't going to be any distinction between, for example, the home video release of Alita Battle Angel and Mary Poppins. I think they'll go through the same channels. They'll start, once they've got rid of whatever they've pre-ordered or for coming ones, but yeah, they're all going to start sliding out through the same channels, and well, you won't see any difference at the shops and stuff, but you'll start seeing a little bit more. I think that'll be the way they'll start coming through the other, through Disney rather than Fox.
Yeah, I think kind of as a tangent off that, it got me thinking, I'm going to be at Disney in 2 weeks, and I'll be very curious to see if anything Fox already shows up at the parks, even in just like a small form. National Geographic's at Animal Kingdom, for instance, but I doubt it, but it'd be kind of fun if they did.
Yeah, oh, I'm fully expecting National Geographic to be get some major news for Animal Kingdom at some point, because that's just something waiting to happen. You know, I'm surprised the Rakifi's Island area wasn't National Geographic, but I expect also like the music side of things, any of the soundtracks that for those shows will also come through now Walt Disney Records. You're just gonna see this integration of any project that's maybe things like Breakthrough that is coming out next, the next movie from Fox, probably won't but everything will be segregated off back into Disney, because from Disney's point of view, they need to cut the costs, and they're looking at, it's up to maybe 4,000 jobs going. So duplication is the key. They've got somebody at Disney already that deals with CDs and records and putting them out on Spotify. They're the one, they'll be given the Fox content to do, rather than, they might end up bringing in people in from Fox onto their teams, but a lot of the big hits that got done were the management. That was the first ones to go. Same thing with the movies and the TV side. Now, the people running around with camera crews and all the rest of it are probably going to be less affected. It's the upper management on Fox side that really got slashed, because essentially Disney don't really need them the same way that Fox needed them.
Yeah, we talked about this a bit last week, but you know, I think a lot of these managers, they knew it was coming because they've probably been through mergers before, and even if they haven't, this is kind of industry practice. Also, putting no value on it, the upper management typically land on their feet pretty easily. You know, being able to say they were part of Fox, being they were part of the merger, they were let go because of redundancy and a merging issue, not because of gross incompetence or something like that. They're all going to find jobs probably doing basically the same thing they're doing, just for a different company. I wouldn't be surprised if Universal picked them up, some of the other major movies. Yeah, Netflix actually will probably pick up quite a few. So
we are, it's all going to be moving. It's going to take some time to come in. I think back to like when Disney purchased Star Wars and Marvel and Pixar, things are noticeable instantly, but also things take a little bit of time for things to change. You know, we will start seeing, you know, like instantly day one, the 21st Century Fox website just started forwarding straight to Disney's or to the Fox Entertainment one. You know, things like that are going to be changing over. But yeah, you're going to start seeing a big difference. Fox, one of the big things was like, I mean, they had a number of movies coming out this year. A lot of people are expecting some of the dates to be shifted around because they want to shift them around their own movies. Also, Fox really want marketing stuff, because anything they knew that was coming up post-merger, they pretty much weren't working on. So it's going to be a bit messy for a bit, but I think, you know, Disney taking over them, things are going to come in quick. But yeah, we should start seeing stuff. But I mean, we were still affected by some of the contracts with Star Wars and Marvel years later. And
still are now, actually. So
yeah, hopefully Fox's deals aren't quite as confusing as the ones that Marvel and Star Wars did. But nevertheless, it's going to be a bit messy. There will be more job cuts. And I'm really hoping, you know, they're trying, it's that thing of, if you've got a marketing department with, say, I don't know, 100 staff at Disney, and there's a marketing department at Fox for, you know, 50, 60, 100 people, Disney at least kind of look, well, we're taking on all their work. We need at least grab some of them to take over with them and put them under their own team within it. But I think the 20th Century Fox content is still going to keep flowing. They're going to want that brand, and they're going to want to keep things connected within that. I think you'll really see a stronger essence of putting things under that brand. The other cool thing as well, things like the Blue Sky Studios. So they've got a movie out later this year, Spies in Disguise. I don't know necessarily if we will see much for that in terms of Disney marketing, like merchandise and stuff, because a lot of these plans would have been made way before they took over. So that one might not come in. But I'm fully expecting Blue Sky Studios to remain a animated studio, because I think this will become an extra wheel for Disney for producing animation and merchandise. I think you'll see more merchandise, because I never really, you know, they've done movies like Ice Age and the Peanuts movies and a few other bits and pieces, but then Fox never really pushed the consumer side of things as much as Disney would.
Yeah, Fox has always been kind of restrained in that, and you could argue that Disney tends to go a little too far to the other side of things, at least once a movie becomes popular. Yeah. As we've talked about, you know, Frozen didn't even have much merchandise until it became the super hit that it is. And movies like Zootopia and Big Hero 6 didn't really get marketed all that much until they became bigger franchises. But I could see the same thing with Blue Skies. You know, they're a solid studio. Their animation isn't up to the quality of, say, DreamWorks or Disney. They've always been kind of a little lower key on the animation. That's not a statement of their skill. It's just the resources available to them. We talked about the trailer for, I think, Spies in Disguise when that came out. And yeah, even though this is not coming out for a little while yet, and Disney could, in theory, you know, do some rebranding, since it was done largely without Disney influence, or almost entirely without Disney's influence, they probably don't want to put their branding on it unless they have a huge amount of confidence in this movie being exceptionally good, simply because they don't necessarily want to put it in the same category as, say, Frozen 2 or the Pixar movies, which again is not a commentary on how good or bad that movie is. It's just Disney has to be very careful in how they brand the movies from Fox, including Spies in Disguise, that were already done but are coming out after the merger.
I still think this is a good way of, you know, they've essentially absorbed another animated studio, and if they can get an animated movie out of them every year, you know, we had Fernabad, we've had a few other ones that they've done, it adds to their thing. That thing about having the Disney logo at the front, that is that almost like a quality mark, and people expect branding from that. So they might just want to go down this line and go, oh, well, we've got a third studio, we could merge it in with Disney and release them like that. Or they could treat it the same way they do with Pixar, where they come out and stuff. I think it's either going to go one or two ways. Or they could just turn around and go, yeah, we don't need that brand, we'll just strip out what we can and carry on the way we were. I don't know. At the end of the day, they've got all this system in place now to add a third animation studio or fourth animation studio to their constant rotating stock. So hopefully that keeps around. The fact that they've been made very open and put up a bit of a big brand on the website, hopes that means that one will stay around as well.
Yeah, and I do want it to stick around. It gives them another avenue, even if they, I don't know, they might turn it into like the direct to market brand or something like that. But having the versatility to have multiple studios, the Disney studio, the Blue Sky studio, the Pixar studio, the whatever, gives them the ability to tell different stories. It's like we've been saying for a while about the merger. Having these other studios let them tell things that aren't obviously Disney. So
yeah, so that kind of runs through a lot of the Fox stuff. We've talked about it a lot in the past, but this is kind of like the end of that road, but it's the start of a brand new one. Now it's all about the merger, about how it happens, how they deal with it, and that will just be creeping out in bit by bit as we go forward. So that's definitely pretty cool. So let's put all the Fox stuff to the side. Now let's talk about something a little bit more interesting that kind of got done this week, which was, well, new Lego. Lots of new Lego got revealed this week. We finally got to see details of the new idea set, which comes out April 1st, so literally only a couple of weeks away. This was really quick. I wasn't expecting it to come out so soon. They made some big changes to this set. This was not the idea set that we saw when we first got it.
No, it's definitely not. And I have to admit, I was surprised, A, as you mentioned, by how quickly it's coming out, and two, how big this set is. It's 791 pieces, something like that. Yeah. And 751 pieces, sorry.
$89.
Yeah, because I think we were originally speculating like, oh, this is going to be a $30 set, a 100-something-odd pieces. You're mostly going to get it for black and white Mickey and Minnie, and then they turn around and it's like, nope, it's 751 pieces and $90. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, this kind of caught me. I am going to get this. I like it. I think it looks great. This is definitely going to be on my new shelf. I think they've really gone into detail. They've definitely upped the quality. It's just like they took the idea of what that guy did, and then they went, we like the idea, but we can do a lot better at it. And yeah, I think it looks a very impressive set. I think it looks great. I'm going to be picking up. It's that weird thing, isn't it, of the boat pretty much makes up the majority of it. But I think it's going to be a very cool sort of display unit.
It'll definitely look very good. I'm not yet sure how I feel about it with the $90 price tag. That is a lot to drop on it. And it, I think I want to see it in the store, because Lego is very good about, if you go to an actual Lego store, they have a lot of their newest sets built and on display, and you can at least see them even if you can't touch them. And I'd like to be able to see it in person before I drop $90. They should have it at the Disney store, or sorry, the Lego store in Disney Springs while I'm there, because it'll have been out for a week by that point. And if not, I can go to a local Lego store, which is only 15-ish minutes away. But that said, it does look really good. It looks like a display piece. Like you said, I think for $90, I wish they would include another figure or two. Yeah. Pete would be the obvious one, although I realize that would probably require a different mold and, you know, would be a little bit harder for them to do. But there's a surprising number of characters in Steamboat Willie, that they could have drawn from. Heck, even just a generic cow might have worked. But yeah, for $90, I don't know. I'll have to wait until I actually see it in person.
Yeah. And also, the day after that, Disney then announced the second wave of Lego minifigures, which took two figures in here, which I will talk about in a minute. Just connect. So in this set, we have got Vintage Mickey and Minnie. I do not understand why they have done this. They've just set out that Disney Ideas one, and then they put the two minifigures from it out with the minifigure sets. That was like, well, what was the point? The main selling point of the Lego Ideas set were having those two black and white figures. That just seemed very odd to me.
I'm of two minds about it. On the one hand, yes, I agree. It's like, well, you just took away a fairly large reason why people would want to get the Steamboat Willie set. Because not only, because there are people who buy sets specifically for minifigures or to get unique ones. On the other hand, they're basically the same. I think there might be. She's got the ring instead of the guitar. He's got the wheel instead of the song piece. That's about it. So on one hand, it's an odd decision. And like, why would you possibly do this? On the other hand, there might have been somebody in their marketing department who's like, $90 is a lot of money. Legos, once you get past, you know, $15, give or take, Legos really become a luxury item. And we know people want to have black and white Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
So let's give them another way of getting it without having to spend the $90. The trick being, of course, it's a blind bag. You don't know what you're getting until you open it, unless you go on eBay and order direct or something like that.
Yep. So we've also got some DuckTales. We've got Uncle Scrooge, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah, and it might just be the fact that they're minifigures, and minifigures are kind of generic, but I feel like they're drawing more from the original designs than from the more recent cartoon. But again, it's Lego minifigures. So you can't get too in-depth with them.
Then we got Chip and Dale, my favorites.
My favorites, too. Yeah. I want to get those.
Love these ones. They're kind of weird accessories with them. Then we've got Jack Skeleton and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Not for me, but I realized that... That Nightmare Before Christmas is still wildly popular. So
then we got Jasmine and Jafar. Jafar looks pretty cool. I do like that one.
He looks much better than the live action Jafar.
He looks a lot more villainous. There we go. And then we got Hercules and Hades.
Hades is weird. Yeah. The eyes. Yeah. The eyes are weird.
I do like Hercules, but that could just be any kind of Roman soldier set, really.
I think they would have been better to go with Meg, honestly, but yeah, Hercules, I mean, it's obviously it's his movie, so.
And then we've got Anna and Elsa. Nothing wrong with that. I actually think these look better than the ones in the actual Frozen Lego sets, because they use those like the girl versions of the figures, which
the friends.
Yeah, I've never been so keen on them. I prefer the fact that they're standard.
Right.
And then we got the Incredibles. Yeah. And Frozen. Now the interesting thing with Edna is the fact that they were giving away this like basically that figure with the Incredibles video game last year as an exclusive.
That's right.
Kind of gone over there. So the one thing that's going to be very noticeable with this is I'm sure people are going to be picking up those bags and trying to work out what accessory they can feel, because they're all very unique.
I think that there's a lot of very easy things to tell for a lot of them. Like
Mickey, you gotta find that.
Mickey, I mean, you've got a lot to pick from Mickey. Minnie's actually a little bit harder. You kind of maybe have to go with the face and then
skirt
and then not having the steering wheel.
Yeah.
That's about it. The kids, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are actually going to be really tough. Now, you can probably tell that you'll get one of them, but their accessories are so small, that'll actually be pretty difficult to feel the difference between.
I'm definitely going to be picking these up because I missed the first season. I don't know why. I just kind of missed it, but I will be picking some of these up. But a great looking set. I think, you know, this is a really good lineup for what they sort of started with. And I think, you know, can't really go too wrong with them. I think that looks a really good lineup. Definitely giving us Lego fans, I think, rather than just constant Lego stream. There have been some Spider-Man Far From Home sets that kind of got revealed on Amazon, but I'm not going to show them to you or go through them just yet. Lego have a bit of this, you know, it can be a bit mean when it comes to stuff coming out leaking. I don't like getting emails from Lego. This is usually the case with Lego. So yeah, we'll be staying away from them for time being until they're officially revealed. But some great Lego sets there. It's been some other bits and pieces as well. It was a bit of an odd week last week. You could tell that the marketing department weren't really wanting to put too much out there because of, I think, the Fox. They knew there's a lot of news going on other things. Disney did put out a load of new Toy Story 2 merchandise last week on Saturday. Tiny Big Feet. We've had new pin sets, the new shufflers, some T-shirts. That's because they're doing this Road to Toy Story thing where, you know, each month they're releasing new merchandise ahead of the new movie coming out, which we are going to be talking about the new trailer, but we'll be doing that in the What's on Disney Plus podcast, which you definitely want to go and check out. So on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Make sure you do subscribe to this one. Next week, it'll be James's last show with us, so we're just going to be having a bit of just discussion about what we games and bits and pieces, and just having a bit of a laugh with that one there. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com for now.
All right, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.